Hello, everyone. It's 4:01 p.m., and you're listening to 91.5 in Medford, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Keep Going, unusual time for me, because usually I come in at 8 a.m. on Saturdays, so this is very fun, being in the p.m. And today, I have a special guest in the studio. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Carmen.
So how does it feel to be here? It's her first time. A WMFO.
I'm having an out-of-this-world experience right now.
Yay! Anyway, you're gonna hear a bit more from us later, but we're gonna start with our first song of the playlist, and it's Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could his name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair, she sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony, now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana.
All right. So the first song was the Copacabana, as I mentioned before. And then right after that, we listened to Fascination by Matt Johnson. I cannot read so far away, apparently. But we have another special guest joining us.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Leah.
Yes. Leah just came from a fun place. Do you want to talk to us?
Oh, yes. I was just in Union Square buying some Christmas presents. It was very lovely. Would definitely recommend.
Yay. I still haven't been to Bow Market, but hopefully you guys have been there. Apparently it's very
cute. They had the best tacos.
Well, gotta go, clearly. Yes. Do you want to share why you picked Copacabana?
Sure.
Among the songs?
I was just looking through my playlist, like, seeing what songs I should add, and I came across that one, and I was like, wow, that was the first song I had memorized by accident as a child.
Love it.
And I remember it was in Madagascar 2, I think.
Whoa.
When, like,
okay.
I don't know if any of you guys remember that, but it was when, like, the penguins were doing the heist.
Oh,
but
okay.
That was the peak.
That's a good heist song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very upbeat, like, makes you run from it. Wonderful. Okay, Carmen, do you want to introduce it, or should I? It's in French.
Yes, it's in French. Excuse my pronunciation, but this is Ciel Bleu. By Ismatricule.
Perfect. And we'll come back to you in a moment.
Bébé, dis-moi ce que tu veux. On se voit demain, le ciel est bleu. Si nos regards et si tout s'égare, dis-le-moi dans les yeux.
Tu me dis que jamais on se fera, non, ça, Dieu, que tout ça c'est pour la.
was Everything's Beautiful by Hiatus Coyote.
Woo! We're thinking we're going to pivot the conversation towards pizza, inspired by our eating of a free pizza yesterday.
Inspired of me eating Carmen's pizza in the fridge.
We love Carmen and her free pizza.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Idea Lab.
Woo. Shout out, I guess. So are we doing like favorite or like least favorite toppings? Or should we start with like the classic pineapple and pizza, yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
I think Leah just had the face.
What? No, I was going to add, I think it's amazing. I think when Nick's Pizza does like the Angry Hawaiian with like the jalapenos and the hot honey on it, that's like the best thing ever.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Sweet, savory, and spicy.
That sounds good.
Everything mm-hmm. you could possibly need.
Everything's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. the song name. Name of the song. There we go. Any other favorite toppings?
Carmen, you have so many Californian toppings that you put on your pizza.
We put broccoli on our pizza.
You put like arugula on your pizza.
Yeah,
I like arugula.
You gotta make it healthy. Mm. Then you can eat the whole thing.
But they call arugula rocket.
Hmm?
Rocket
pizza. Right. What was the most popular topping at your pizza restaurant?
My pizza place?
Yeah.
Definitely pepperoni. And then also people would get pepperoni with green pepper, which I'm like, oh. I mean, it's a good combo. I never just expected it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see. It's like a plain pizza. Nothing beats that.
Yeah.
Everything beats that. toppings.
All right.
We can agree to disagree.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I do like a little mushroom myself.
Ooh. Mushroom.
Yeah. Okay. And then shall we introduce?
Yes. This next song is for when you've
a little
attitude by Lewis of Man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
right. That was Kangaroo by Remy Wolf. Do you want to talk about the song? Or?
I know this is just a really good album. I listened to this a lot this summer, but Remy Wolf is a really good artist.
Yes. I haven't listened to much of her, but gotta get into that.
Yeah, I should. Sure.
I came up with a couple of, like, topics, questions, whatever we can talk about, but and we're discussing which ones we like, which ones we don't like. So we're going to talk about Advent calendars, because I didn't grow up in America, so, like, Advent calendars weren't a thing, really, for me. But I was roommates with Leah, so Leah got to share her Advent calendar with me, which is so nice.
Yes.
And then I always love looking at Advents, because they have such, like, cute... Like, the capitalism made them so cute. Like, Bon Mama jars, like, yes, I need those.
Yes. They were so cute. Yeah, my aunt would send me boxes every year, and each day was, like, a little package, and it usually had, like, a little, like, Hershey Kiss or two in it, but sometimes there would be something fun in it, like pens or socks.
We love stationery. Yeah,
a little stationery. What else do we have? Like, a pouch, maybe, if it was really exciting. Whoa. So, shout out to my aunt. That was really fun. She gave me one this year, too.
Aww.
Just super nice. I'm like, wow, we're 21 and we're still getting Advent calendars.
Never grew
but
up.
I'll have to share them with you guys, because I've just been, like, stress eating the chocolate in there. So, I need to, like, share the love.
Yeah, it's been a week and I haven't seen this Advent calendar.
No.
I live with
no.
you.
I've been going through it.
That's awesome.
All right, Carmen, what about you? Your Advent calendar tradition?
Yeah, in my family, my parents will buy a puzzle and assemble it before December, and then they take parts apart and put them in our Advent calendar, so you assemble a little bit of the puzzle each day, which is super cute, super fun.
Oh, so each day you have to put some pieces together?
Yeah, and so you can't see the full image. Like, sometimes they link up, sometimes they don't, but it's always a surprise at the end.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard to build a puzzle without knowing what the final product is.
Oh.
But
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I usually start with the edge. I don't think I would be able to, like, start in the middle. I'm like, I don't know.
You should try it. It's very fun.
Okay. Do you remember, like, your most memorable puzzle image that you had?
I remember a lot of cats. Like, a lot of cats doing Christmas activities. Yeah, I think that's the most recent one. But we also do a puzzle for Easter as well. So just put puzzles in all the holidays.
Just the puzzle family.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Wow. That's beautiful. Okay. Well, I hope you guys also get some either Advent calendars or just get that, like, holiday spirit, because it is December. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But our next song, actually added by Carmen, Bet You Didn't Need by Daniel Allen, Arlo, and FK Blund. There's no O in the blonde, so enjoy the song.
Something about the look in your eyes, I know that we wouldn't survive. I'll just throw my heart to the sky, pray this is the last goodbye. I bet you didn't need, I wanna be better. I bet you didn't need, I wanna be better.
I'm not afraid to right. That was Sports Car by Tate McRae. And now it's time for a little public service announcement. And the PSA for today is the blood donation appeal. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Yes, donate blood. I personally have not done that yet, but my mom's been a trooper. She's been donating plasma, actually, which is fun. And yeah. Red Cross ran, like, the promotional Snoopy t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In the fall. So, yeah, maybe they will run something like that again, because I feel like it gets a lot of people into Red Cross. Hmm. So, yeah.
Cool.
But our next song is What You Need by Kate Randa and Charlotte Day Wilson.
Si quiero salir pronto de aquí, ya no puedo más, si quiero, ya no puedo. puedo más si quiero salir pronto de aquí. Ya no puedo más si quiero. Ya no puedo más si quiero salir pronto de aquí. Ya no puedo más si quiero. A salir de casa vi un portazo tremendo. Todos se quedaron sin la respiración. Ellos se pensaron volverá al momento. Y él se fue corriendo y cantando esta canción. Ya no puedo más irme lejos de aquí, fuera de mi casa. Salir pronto de aquí, vivir con amigos. Irme de copas y acostarme tarde. Vivir tranquilo y salir con las chicas. Vestir de rosa y gris, tocar la guitarra. Montar en moto y jugar a los dados. Ir por las calles y sentirme libre. Ya no puedo más si quiero salir pronto de aquí. Ya no puedo más si quiero. Ya no puedo más si quiero salir pronto de aquí. Ya no puedo más si quiero. Ya no puedo más si quiero salir pronto de aquí. Ya no puedo más si quiero. Ya no puedo más si quiero.
That was Me Voy de Casa by Mecano. They're a Spanish band from the 80s, and they're, I don't know, I feel like they're perfect vibe for the winter.
Ooh. For a minute I forgot what I was going to say we'll talk about, no, but I remembered. Since the show is keep going, I made my guests come up with the reasons that keep them going this week, or just generally, so. Who wants to go first?
You go, Carmen.
All right. The light at the end of the tunnel for me is always dessert. Always keep pushing Ooh. Through to get mm-hmm. that sweet treat at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I was also going to say dessert, but then I came up with a second answer. I got this really nice pink pen. It's like almost like a brush pen, but whenever I write my notes with it, I feel like at peace writing the notes, so that's what's keeping me going.
That's very good during final season, yeah, especially.
Exactly.
But also, wait, this is like a good segue since you both said dessert, and I do also love a dessert. Like, I eat a little spoonful of ice cream.
Spoonful? That's not enough.
Like, every day. Every day.
Yeah, you need a bowl every day.
Well, I don't know if my budget will allow for that. But I feel like it's a good segue into introducing that we're actually called the Blondies.
Yeah, it's our band name.
If we started a band.
But two of us aren't blonde.
Yeah, that's the funny part about it.
Blondies have
person.
Chocolate chips. You're the chocolate chips. And Lee is the blondie batter. Anyway, that's great.
And together we're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What keeps me going? I feel like this week it's probably all the social activities and like friends. Because yeah. I like have a friend hangout, friends so coming true. To our dance. I get to go see my New York friends. Like, yeah. Ooh.
Friend radio show.
Friend radio
yes.
show.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What is it? Friendship is magic.
Yeah.
Friendship is magic. Friendship is magic. And on that note, we're going to listen to Wow by G. Lee next.
mystery. Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can
that was Expert in a Dying Field by the Beths. You said they're from New Zealand.
Yes, yeah. New Zealand, such a good band.
I asked if they're British, and I mean, not at all. So, our last little bit, I came up with little themes, as I mentioned earlier, and so we decided to pick our last Google search. So, do you want me to go first? Or?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I go first. So, I don't know what it is on my phone, because I turned off the history on my phone. Okay. But on my computer, right before I came here, I was Googling, there's this like pasta song in Russian that I was trying to find because I couldn't find it on the music app. Still did not find it. Just found it on YouTube, which is a little unhelpful. But yeah, basically the whole song is like, they substitute pasta for tomatoes and I think musicians after, but it just says like, pasta looks at me, I look at pasta, there is nothing between us. it's a lovely song, anyway.
Awesome.
That's funny. My most recent Google search was how to see your search history. And then before that, I think I was trying to translate this assignment I was doing for cybersecurity, because we had to hack into an Android app to see why it was malware, like what made it a virus. And I found these images of this text that was in Czech, and it was saying, "We will get access to your Facebook account." So that's what I translated to.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Czech. I was also looking up words. I mean, I guess that's what every Google search is looking up words. But I was looking up the word mesmerizing because I was realizing I don't know how to spell it. I thought there were two Z's, but there's only one in American English, and then in British English, it's two S's.
Oh, British. Yeah. I like that it's like a full circle with me thinking the group was British, and then
exactly
mesmerizing in British.
That was planned.
Yeah, that was very planned for sure, guys. Anyway, it's 4:53. I just want to thank Carmen and Leah for coming to the show.
Yes, thanks for having us. That was so fun.
Great to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yay! So we have Second Sleep by Magdalena Bay up next. And I think this might be the last show of Keep Going for the semester. Unless I sub one more time, we'll see. But if I don't see you, have a great winter break and enjoy the holidays. And I'll see you in January or February. One of the months. Anyway, enjoy the music.
Second sleep is calling out to me. If I don't wake up, not to make